Flying over the Mountain Valley Pipeline last week in a small plane, pilot Hap Endler gets close enough to the construction sites that it looks a bit like one of those miniature train sets. Long sections of light green colored pipe, 42 inches around, waiting to be buried, are easy to see from the air. But what you can't see are the hundreds of waterways, some little more than a trickle, that cross the pipeline's path.
A lot of them are very small water bodies, and some, including some of the agencies, would tell you that, oh, don't worry about it because they're small little streams. Problem is, those are some of the most valuable and sensitive streams that we have.
David lies with a group called Wild Virginia.
Those are the homes of the brook trout, of the endangered Roanoke log perch, of mussels that are found nowhere else in the world. And so the fact that those places are so vulnerable means that they should have more protection, not less, and more attention, and not less. And we believe, and scientists tell us, that some of these streams, the populations will be wiped out.
We're being flown over the pipeline courtesy of a nonprofit organization called South Wings. As we soar over the mountainous terrain, interrupted by patchworks of residential areas, farms, small towns, and endless trees, Sly points out what he believes to be violations of proper protocol and safety. But it's not pipeline construction that's now been halted by the court. Only the crossing of any of 383 streams or 142 wetlands along the pipeline route are on hold. And while that makes pipeline construction more difficult, it's not prohibited under this ruling. Last week, Appalachian Mountain advocates, representing several environmental groups, asked the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals to expand a permit suspension it issued earlier in the week in West Virginia. Last Friday, the court did so. The pipeline company says it's disappointed by the court's decision and will apply for a new permit. On its website, it says it's committed to the, quote, continued responsible construction of this important natural gas infrastructure project that will serve homes and businesses in the mid-Atlantic and southeast United States, and that with, quote, ongoing evaluation of its construction plan, expects the Mountain Valley Pipeline to be in service by the end of next year. I'm Robbie Harris.